This podcast is supported by JBS International Incorporated through a grant award from the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, with 0% finance with non-governmental sources. The contents are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by HRSA, HHS, or the U.S. government. For more information, please visit HRSA.gov.
Welcome into another episode of Rural Roads, the R-Corps podcast. I'm your host, Tim Rabel, with JBS International. Before we jump to today's episode, a few R-Corps TA reminders. Have you visited the R-Corps TA portal recently? Hopefully, that answer is yes, because it is the best way to stay up to date with all the latest and greatest R-Corps resources, info, and other opportunities. From the portal, you can dive into various toolkits or templates, engage with different learning modules on the LMS, visit our core corner and read past newsletters, rewatch past webinars, you get the idea. Also, be sure to connect with our core TA on social media. You can find us on Facebook, X, and Instagram. And now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome into another episode of Rural Roads, the R-Corps podcast. I'm your host, Tim Rainbolt with JBS International, and today we're recapping the 2024 R-Corps Verse site visit. For some, it might feel like yesterday. For others, it might feel like last year, but wow, do we get to pack a lot into that week. In the Thursday evening law recovery meeting we hosted, the topic was connection, and that seems like a pretty good theme for the week. Connecting to new ideas, connecting with new people, connecting or maybe reconnecting with your TEL or project officer, connecting with a new city. Last summer was the first time we were all together in several years, and there's just something about that in-person, in-between time that's so valuable. Over Zoom, we can join different rooms and maybe participate in the chat, but you're not catching up with someone in the hallway or over breakfast the same kind of way. Not hearing everyone laugh at the same cheesy joke a presenter made, it was really special to have everyone in the same space in that way. We had over 900 registrations for the event, nearly 100 different sessions to choose from throughout the week, dozens of speakers. The mobile app seemed to be a hit. Nearly everyone was on there, combined for almost 100,000 minutes of usage. Users contributed over 3,000 times within the app with posts, comments, reactions, etc. There were about 175,000 total engagements on the app throughout the week. And of course, R-Corps Play was back after a one-year break and led to some fun competition. Speaking of friendly competition, I was really glad to hear that the Innovation Tank was so well received on the plenary stage. Thank you again to all the grantees who submitted, our panel of commentators, Jordan for co-hosting, and congratulations to Intermountain Health for their first place finish and Southern Plains Tribal Health Board for finishing as a close second. We've gotten so much positive feedback and are incorporating what we can into some of the initial discussions and planning for 2025. And on that topic of feedback, now is a good time to share that while the event is still somewhat fresh, for sessions, for topics, for different things that will help you as an R-Corps grantee, we want to hear about it. You all are the most important people in those rooms, and your input is really valuable in that way. So, let's recap the 2024 reverse site visit. Some folks arrived early in the week, came in for Tuesday's pre-RSV training sessions, nearly 100 people to be exact. And those trainings covered trauma-informed care and a naloxone trainer of trainers and the substance use prevention specialist training, a great way to kick things off initially before launching into our big welcome on Wednesday morning. And what a way to start, huh? We had Megan Meacham, the director of the Rural Strategic Initiative Division, RSID, in the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy in HRSA. Carol Johnson, the HRSA administrator, and then Neera Tanden, the domestic policy advisor to President Biden. Powerful messages to welcome everyone to DC. And of course, the big announcement of the R-Corps Impact Program, aiming to provide funding to improve access to integrated and coordinated treatment and recovery services for substance use disorder, including opioid use disorder, for people living in rural areas. The purpose of the program is to address the negative outcomes of SUD and OUD in rural communities and promote long-term sustained recovery. The message around that was great. It's exciting. The application, of course, is open. Award ceiling of $750,000 per year for a project period of 4 years, with an estimated number of awards being around 16. Then, of course, we heard directly from Neera Tanden on all the work the administration is doing to combat the very same crisis HRSA R-Corps grantees are addressing in their communities and service areas on a daily basis. that continued conversation after her remarks between her and Carol Johnson really topped off an already impactful and memorable morning. Hopefully we kept that momentum going with the 2024 Innovation Tank, only in its second year, but first on that plenary stage. Energy was definitely there. I would think any session that gets you to cry and laugh and then say wow aloud is doing something right, huh? After several hours in that ballroom, it was time for the much-needed lunch break before we returned for that intimate conversation with Michael Botticelli, former director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. If you want to hear more from Michael, hit the back button after this episode's done, of course, and check out episode 20 from July 2023. And yes, don't worry, we're working on all the different plenary recordings to have that available and accessible for our core grantees. The conversation with Michael was great, though he shared many stories and different pieces of insight. That quote, "It's hard to hate up close," really sticks when looking at the power of recovery stories and their impact on anti-stigma work. If you're like me, after that session, every time breakouts came up, it was hard because you just wanted to be in three places at once. That afternoon, folks could choose from topics like rural transportation strategies, building recovery ecosystems, a roadmap for the disparity impact statement, or DIS, and that wasn't even half of the options. We closed day one with regional networking and affinity group meetups, hopefully a nice way to wrap things up, talk about the day, and experiences with other folks with those kind of various shared identities. Day two didn't really slow down as we welcomed back frequent RSV speaker Judge Linda Davis to deliver the opening plenary. And wow, what a story and change in her perspective over the years. I believe she said her daughter now has 16 years in recovery. And remember that quote we were just talking about from Michael? What better proof than the story that Judge Linda Davis came and shared with us? Our second plenary discussion of the day, HRSA and You, Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. It was a plenary panel discussion that brought together colleagues from across HRSA to share how our core grantees are supported collaboratively. As a result of the panel, one of the hopes was that attendees will learn more about the HRSA resources and expertise that are available and how to access them. On that panel was Megan Meacham, who we talked about earlier, Courtney Turner, a health insurance specialist in the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy in HRSA, Brad Barney, branch chief for the Office of Federal Assistance Management at HRSA, and Patsy Cunningham, Behavioral Health Advisor, Office of Special Health Initiatives in HRSA, and then finally, Julie Lunsted, Public Health Officer, Office of Special Health Initiatives within HRSA. I also think we did a pretty good job with kind of diversity of plenary formats. You had Judge Linda Davis just walking around roaming with the lavalier mic. We had panels. We had speakers with slides. We had the innovation tank, the setup with the fireside chat, the fire going in the background. Hopefully kept that ever-changing and catered a bit to everyone's learning styles. We then had a break, a little bit extended break for lunch as folks got to meet up with their POs, their TELs, checked out the grantee showcase, maybe made some headway with those five connections that Megan challenged us with on day one. And then we were back to breakouts for the afternoon. A lot of topics again as we had back-to-back breakout sessions. Frequent R-Core podcast guest and host Robert Childs presented on the evidence-based treatment of opioid use disorder in the era of fentanyl and xylazine. Me personally, I attended a few that really stood out to me. Lessons learned from Indian country, considerations for working with tribal populations, then street drug trends, treatment and community engagement with law enforcement, and then Project Management 101, Unlocking Success with a Project Roadmap. But wow, were there a lot of topics to choose from that afternoon, from the meaningful inclusion of people who use drugs, to intros to ARCCORE eval, various sessions on policy, community engagement, and a whole lot more. Day three is always a bit bittersweet. It's been a long week. Folks want more, but are also ready to go home. The travel can be draining. Everyone got the chance to spend their mornings amongst their cohort peers and leads, from discussions to activities and presenters. It was a great way to put the cap on the week before we closed things out back in the ballroom where it all started earlier in the week. We hope everyone got home safe and enjoyed the 2024 ARCCORE Reverse Site visit. We loved having everyone there in person, and to capture that dynamic energy, we'll follow up with some of the various pieces as they become available. Until then, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.